I was watching a video of a complete lunar eclipse, and it turned red.
So is that the source of the image of a blood-red moon, Don?
Well, I don't know, but there actually is a scientific explanation for why it turns red.
Really? And what would that be?
In this type of eclipse, the sun, the moon, and the earth must be perfectly lined up. Otherwise, it's not actually a complete lunar eclipse.
So one body is casting a kind of a shadow on the other body?
Yes, that's exactly right. The Earth is between the sun and the moon, so the Earth's shadow falls across the moon.
And I know the Earth's shadow isn't red, right?
No, Yael. The reddish color is actually a result of the Earth's atmosphere and its influence.
The atmosphere? You mean the space surrounding the Earth?
Yes. The Earth's atmosphere goes up about 50 miles or so, and the sun's rays always need to pass through this space. This is also true for when the Earth is casting its shadow across the moon.
Oh, so that causes the light to be red because...
Because the sunlight's rays include the color frequencies in the light spectrum. You know, like Roy G. Biv.
Yes, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Exactly. So the atmosphere causes the sunlight to be filtered so that the green through violet parts of the light spectrum aren't visible. So what's left over is...
the reddish part of the light spectrum.
Yes. So we're then left with a reddish moon or...
the blood moon.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. Where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.